Hey, everybody, welcome to another edition of Soap Dish Sound Style. I am your host, Tony Ann, and with me this week I've got Michael. Hey, Michael, how you doing? It is your first podcast of the year.
Hello, hello, also known as Petty Melon Camp.
That does kind of fit. That is all I'm gonna say on that. Do you have anything you want to say about the first part of the year on day so far before we dive into this week, since we don't have any news to discuss?
A lot of hits, a lot of misses. And that's all I'm going to say on that.
Unfortunately, this week was more miss than hit.
Don't even say hit, misses. It was very much the game got rained out. Like,
Yeah. Shall we kick off with our first headline?
sure, let's.
Ava and Stefan continue to worry about the cops and the bistro. They reach out to Stephanie for PR spin. Harris and Rafe question them. Harris tries to get Ava to tell the truth, and I think it worked.
I
So I'm
don't
gonna
really care about the shit stroll.
I don't really care about any of this at all, but I'm going to point out two things. One thing, it kind of intrigued me. The other thing pissed me the fuck off. So where do you want me to start?
Let's see what's intriguing first.
Okay. So the fact that they didn't actually show Harris and Ava's conversation after the kiss, and we heard her say, "You son of a bitch," and then everybody came inside.
Yeah. It
You
was definitely a setup.
agree that that's a fake out, yes?
They was trying to throw them off the trail.
Okay, so I don't know if you saw that picture going around from the big promo after Day of Days this year that had Lucas looking like a monk talking to a woman in a hat. I'm gonna guess that woman in the hat is Ava, and Ava is now going to be an undercover asset.
So do you think they're going to send Stefan to jail as soon as Gabby gets out?
I mean, no, I think they're going to be working there. I think the main objective is going to be to get Clyde. And as long as they help get Clyde, Stefan won't do any jail time.
I mean, I see it, but this story isn't giving. It's not really great.
The great part of this story left.
Oh yeah, Holly. Yeah. I can honestly say that because I didn't care about the raid. First off, Stephanie walking into the shit stroll made no sense to me. Her being friendly to Ava made no sense to me.
Welcome to the thing that pissed me off. Why? Why are you having a conversation with the woman who killed your grandfather and the woman who raped your father and the woman who attempted to kill your mother? I don't give a fuck if that is your brother's mother, the brother you've only known existed for like half a decade. I don't care.
And not only that, you only known him for like 3 years of that because you didn't even stop by to visit, none of that. So, yeah.
Like, it should be fuck that lady forever and a day.
I
Because
guess
if you're not
the
gonna.
point they're trying to make is Ava is cured and she was sick then, and even still, it doesn't hit well at all. At
Because
all.
the thing that makes Ava Vitale interesting is her history. If you're not going to have her be Ava and be able to play into the history that she has that matters, why the fuck is she Ava
Why
and why is she
bother?
not Taylor?
Why bother? Exactly.
Because at this point, you could have made her Taylor Walker.
Because I was about to
Nicole.
say that's all she is at this point. It's a trip. It's her son.
But that can be left on the wayside. But at this point, she could be Taylor Walker. Nicole would have somebody in town who supports her, and you could still be doing this bistro shit. Like, it doesn't have, like, there's nothing about this bistro story that says it has to be Ava.
I don't like Stefan's Magnum PI mustache.
Oh, the 70s porn stash has got to
Yeah.
disappear. Like, it
Tom Selleck is mad. He's angry.
I saw that shit on a set pic 6 months ago and deleted it out of my memory because I was like, nope, I need him to shave that immediately.
You was
And
too
then just
traumatized. You had to repress the memory.
yes, I pulled the U and control alt deleted that directly out of my brain. And then it showed, and then I noticed it the other day, like in the, I think in the interrogation room scene. So I was like, oh, great, the caterpillar's here.
Yeah, and it came out of nowhere too because just the day before he was clean shaven.
He was, right? Okay. Because my mom was like, that's been there for a couple days. And I'm like, I swear to God, no, it's not. That shit just popped up.
That's why I thought they, like, when I saw them in the interrogation room, I was like, they must have held them a few days, but clearly not.
You know, days and continuity are not friends.
Fair. I'm gonna be honest, for Harris to have just joined the force, why is he doing most of Rafe's job?
Because he and Jada are the only cops here because Sean Douglas is not here no more.
But isn't the commissioner supposed to set up like the deals and things?
Yes, however, they established that Salem PD has a leak, and until they identify who the leak is, Harris wants to keep it closed circle, which is smart, and he actually has the custody of the one brain that the men of Salem share. I wish I cared about any of this. I wish I cared about Ava and Harris's apparent undying love. I do not.
I wish it made sense because I do like it, but they've only known each other a few months and they've only been dating like a month or two for all of this to be occurring.
That's exactly what I said last week. Like, it just doesn't make any sense.
You know what else doesn't make any sense? The timeline on the next story.
Yeah, let's leave this mess on the wayside because I entirely do not care, and move into something I'm slightly intrigued about but utterly confused by, and that
I've
is
been confused by this story since it started, honestly.
Jada wants to meet Everett. Stephanie invites him over to the pub, but he leaves when he sees Jada and calls Stephanie to make a confession. Okay, here is what we know prior to Everett entering the chat. Well, I'm gonna include some stuff we learned from that picture that revealed that Everett was Jada's ex. Jada's ex-husband. Well, Jada and her husband were together when Jada was a beat cop because she was in uniform in the picture with the ring. That ring is also the ring that Stephanie found.
But
So,
didn't he buy the jewelry? What did the jewelry? Why did they bring that up? Is
I
that not
don't
the ring that he bought for Stephanie?
know. I don't think so, because it's the same ring in the picture that he said was for Stephanie was actually Jada's ring. So he had it the entire time. My thing is the timeline of Stephanie being the one that he cheated with her doesn't make any sense. Because I don't think Jada is a new detective. Like, I don't think Jada just made detective right before she hit Salem. And when she hit Salem and we found out she had an ex-husband, I'm pretty sure she'd been divorced a hot minute.
But she never
Buff
specifically said that.
She it was heavily implied that she'd been divorced a
This
while
is
and was
Days of
basically
Our Lives.
true, but I'm just going with the information that we have. It was heavily implied that
Oh,
she has
okay.
been single
Just
a
like it was
long.
heavily implied that Abe was Lonnie's father, and here we are.
Yeah, but
I don't
at
take
least.
anything at face value anymore with this show.
And then you've got the Stephanie angle of it, which is she got ghosted immediately before coming to Salem because that's why she was so turned off by Alex. So she hit Salem in summer of 2022. The ghosting was immediately prior to that, or at least like within a couple of months from that point. So none of Stephanie and Everett's relationship timeline actually makes any sense. When you hit Jada and Everett's history, none of that makes any sense. Jada knowing him by Bobby still hasn't been explained. Like every time this story airs, I walk away with more questions.
Watch his middle name be Robert, and
I mean, I'm waiting for it to,
why
and
couldn't they
clearly.
just make this man Nick Fallon? This is pointless. This is so pointless.
And clearly Everett knows who Jada is. So we're not heading into a place where Jada was married to the main personality and Everett's the altar
You're
because
still going
Everett.
with their multiple personalities here?
Well, there's definitely going to be some kind of psychosis involved because Blake is going to have scenes with Deidre.
And
So.
again, why didn't they make him Nick Fallon? And don't say
Because
because he's dead. Not.
that's why they established he was very dead.
Just like when Jack donated his organs 20 years ago.
I mean, true.
See, this is why Bad from the Dead should be done.
Agreed.
But also not yet. I have a
But
list of
also,
demands on that one.
given the like, do we really need Days, the soap that does not handle rape well, resurrecting Gabby's almost rapist?
I mean, yeah, but also, when has Days ever cared about optics?
I mean, true, but don't we want them to be better? Why are we allowing their problematic?
I'm at a point now, let the shit show burn. I'm also very tired. It was a long drive. So I'm just not caring.
That's fair. That is fair. But yeah, like as happy as I am that Jada and Stephanie are actually having scenes because this is a friendship that I have wanted since Jada hit town. The fact
Use
that
it
they're
up.
basic, the fact that they're basically going to be feuding over a guy is,
That's kind of funny looking if we're being honest with ourselves.
if we're being honest, he and Jada just like, there's sometimes where height difference works in your favor, and then there are sometimes when height difference is very, very distracting. And I think this will be a case where height difference is going to be very, very distracting.
Also, I just don't see any chemistry going on there at any point in time.
Well, I do see chemistry with Stephanie and Everett. I
Yeah,
don't know.
definitely there. Yeah, but I'm talking about Jada and Everett.
Have we actually had a chance to see them have chemistry? That one photoshopped picture is terrible. You can't
Sometimes you
really.
can tell. Sometimes you can just look and tell.
Because they haven't actually spoken to each other. We haven't seen any recreated flashbacks, which I feel like are coming.
That is devastating. I just thought about that. Ew.
Because I'm just, and also while we're here discussing this, there ain't no way in this life or any other that Rafael Hernandez was playing Little League in 1990 anything.
Was 30 years old in 1990s. Come on. Y'all not gonna sit here and play with me like that.
I just, what the fuck was that? I was so confused.
I was hoping she was being sarcastic.
It doesn't sound like it.
I thought, okay, well, maybe she became a detective because math isn't her forte. Well, Rafe's been lying about his age again. Hey.
I don't know, but.
But here's my question. Why exactly does Jada keep bringing up her ex to her current boyfriend?
I think because this is her first like really serious relationship that moves to the point of them moving in together. And so it's bringing up a lot for her, which I get. But it
But
doesn't need to be
also,
every time she airs.
thank you. It's been every time she airs for the past month now.
And my thing is,
And
why couldn't we get this when she first came on the show?
was about to go there too. Why are we just not getting the story backstory from the character who's been here a year?
And why is her backstory a man? The backstory I want is I want to know who her mother is. Because I know the women they attempted to put Marcus with when Marcus was on the show. And none of those women fit the description of the woman that they have described as their mother. So I'm very curious.
I am as well, but also this story is crossing into Midland.
Yeah.
I did like, are we covering that later? No, we're not. I do say Everett is a good fit in the Spectators.
Yes, I was just about to get there. Separating the Stephanie Jada of it all, Everett as the investigative reporter who has a drive to get rid of drugs in whatever city he's living in,
And
that
fake
works.
news.
That 100% works. Because I think that he has a history with drugs in some way.
Yes,
Either.
he said a friend OD'd or something.
Now, if I'm correct and he does have multiple personality disorder, I'm going to assume that whatever incident that was that he's been referencing is the incident that caused him to split.
Possibly.
There's also a rumor that I saw that his coma. Now, I know he said he got hit by a car, whatever.
Yeah, that's the only thing that was making me think like DID, mainly because the coma was you being another person.
That was literally my thought too. Because a lot of his story seems very, very sketch. Because I'm sorry. I just, it doesn't make sense that I mean, that nobody knew who he was. Like, unless he was severely disfigured in the accident, if he was as big of a reporter as he says he was, don't reporters' bylines include pictures of the people who wrote the articles, or am I crazy?
Not anymore, no.
Okay.
Unless it was an editorial, but if he was an investigative reporter, no.
So, I don't know.
Well, maybe. I don't know. If it was online, possibly. Do they still print newspapers anymore?
Yes.
I don't know. We stopped printing ours here.
Not me. The big ones still do. A lot of the little ones close, but.
Anyways, we sidetracked. Yeah, this story isn't hitting.
At all. The only thing that was honestly hitting for me, I think, is our last. I think, believe it or not, this is actually our last. Oh no, we've got two more. Thinking I only did three, but
Sadly.
I did four. Alex convinces Teresa not to leave. They each realize how much they mean to each other by talking to Marlena and Kayla.
I mean,
I did not mind this week at all.
long has Emily O'Brien been in the role of Teresa? Has it been past her 30 days?
Way past, yeah. She's been here like
It's
2 months, 3 months.
not hitting.
Yes, it is for me.
It's Gwen with the wig.
No, it's not. Not since the overdose story started.
It's okay to be wrong sometimes, Tony, because that's
Well,
Gwen with
you'll
the wig.
let
And
you're entitled to your wrong opinion.
I mean, you can force it all you like, dear. But that's Gwen with the wig, honey. And I don't know what else to tell you.
She started October 9th.
Oh, so it's been well over her 30 days. So I should have been throwing rocks at this. Good. I guess I'll start today.
I was with you until the overdose story started, but seeing her in parent mode and seeing her with Brady, it locked her into the character for me because I kept watching those things and I kept going, I can't see Jen Lilly doing this.
I think the issue is it's the outlooks of it all, because I get glimmers when she's with like Tate or Brady or Kayla, but then when she's not around them, please get this terrible wig off of Gwen.
Okay, let me ask you, is it the two immediate recasts in the same story of it all for you?
I think so. I think that's what it is.
So you're looking at Alex and Teresa and you're seeing Ben and Gwen and you're just like, please get away from me.
Well, no, I think enough time has passed for me to separate Ben and Alex. There was not enough time for me at all with Gwen and Teresa switch.
Well, the way they did that switch was fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, there was literally no time. Literally.
But I will say,
And I still haven't adjusted to it.
I will say the scamming Alex and the Constantine of it all, that is the weakest part of her story when she locks into.
That's another thing that's holding me back from this story, because this should have been, that portion should have been done.
And the sad part is, we
It's
still gotta,
not, yeah.
because it looks like, I don't know if you were here for this or if you know this or if you heard the episode where we discussed it, but it's looking like they filmed a wedding a couple of weeks ago. So it's looking like Teresa and Alex are heading down the aisle and everything is going to implode at their wedding.
It's only been a few, you know what? If they want to rush this and have it shit the bed, whatever have you. I just
Because,
need that portion to be over so Xander can get his money.
yeah. But I will say, I did enjoy the Alex Marlena scenes because, like, Alex being totally confused with the fact that he's actually in love with someone because he's never felt that before and needing to kind of figure that out in therapy felt very real to me.
Yes, did not like Teresa and Kayla's things though,
How come?
and not because they were bad or anything, but where's Kimberly? I'm done
True.
with this. They're playing the games at this point.
However, one, I think Patsy Peace retired. And
Okay,
so
I'm
did
just gonna
Julia
be
Barr.
that person. Okay, I'm gonna be that person. I don't care. I think
But
that's the
also,
thing. This, but no, my thing with that is, too much has happened. Too much is happening for Kim and Shane to not be there.
agreed. However, they've at least established that Kayla and Teresa are close and basically have been since Teresa was little because it's always been Kim and Kayla and their kids. Because even when Kayla left after Kim did, she went to California and they were together. So if we cannot have Kimberly for whatever reason, I am okay with Kayla and Teresa because it plays into history that exists.
And that's nice, but I am not,
Okay,
because
fair.
because at this point they're making Kim look like a shit mother and grandmother.
Except they're not because they keep make they well, this may make it worse for you, but they are mentioning that she does talk to Kim, that Kim at least knew about the OD, and that the reason that Kayla was checking in with Teresa is because Kim couldn't be there.
And why couldn't she be there?
Because they
They
probably.
didn't give a reason. They didn't even give a reason.
You also have to remember
And
we're in a sh
therein lies my point.
we were also in the middle of two strikes at this time.
It
So
ain't stopped them from mentioning shit else.
you
Next
just want
story.
you just want Kim back, and I get it, but I don't
But
think it's
I'm
a
making fair. I'm not being unreasonable. I'm actually pretty right. I'm not being unreasonable. I'm not making any extreme demands. I brought you facts. I brought you reasoning. There's no skirting this one, Tony. Just shit the bed.
Well, something they did not shit the bed with, and you should be relatively happy with, is
The one story I like this week.
Xander and Sarah continue to dance around their feelings in the sexiest way possible, and someone calls Xander to put a hit out on someone.
I know we said we needed a full-blown rebuild of Zara. I know we needed a slow burn, but Jesus Christ. They are tempting me.
It's very 90s.
Yes, very much that. Two, I need Xander to get his money so they can get up out of Chloe's apartment.
It's not Chloe's apartment, it's Ben and Sierra's apartment.
Don't give a fuck about them. Anyways,
And well, okay, and
that's
if
the
we want to take it
apartment.
all if we want to take it all the way back, it's Will and Sunny's apartment from Beyond Salem 1 in the Christmas movie.
Well, fair, but anyways, the point I'm trying to make, yes, that's the house that him and Cole had built. I need Sarah out that house. It's weird to me. Chloe decorated that apartment. The only thing y'all added was baby toys.
See, it doesn't bother me because I never bought Chloe and Xander as a long-term thing because I knew we were going to end up back here anyway. And I would take this over the rat-infested motel they were living in before.
I would take them back in the mansion because there's Xander's.
Yes, and I am assuming we are eventually going to get there. And please, God, Xander, when you inherit that house, please redecorate it.
And please change your name.
He will. He'll drop the cook and go by Kiriakis.
Do you think so?
Yeah, I think so, because I think he's Xander Cook. I think he's carrying both names now.
I think it's just Cook.
I gotta check and see how he's credited.
Either way, change it to Kiriakis because that's going to confuse a lot of people.
Yeah.
Great scene work all the way around, but didn't not much happened, but a lot happened, if that makes sense. We're getting movement on the good ship Zara, but
Which
it's a
we
very
need.
slow burn.
And I'm not complaining about that. And I am not asking you to speed it
Me
up.
either. Me
Because you know
either. I
what?
think I'm.
We never got this with them at all. We never saw the initial hookup. We saw it in flashback later. And then we kind of saw them start to get closer just after she found out she was pregnant. And then the time jump happened. So all of the stuff that bonded them happened off screen in the year we didn't see. And then the baby switch thing kind of ruined it. And then they got back together. And then she left. And it went to shit when she came back. So this is the first time we really got this, and I'm here for it.
Vicky, I can't wait for us to get babies on soaps again.
I know. I'm hoping now that we are slowly getting into the post-COVID era, because I think in what's airing now is after all the COVID restrictions lifted, we should hopefully start to see actual children again soon.
Please, I would like to see that because they're still harassing people before their time.
Because I'm ready for Victoria and for Jude to
Make an
graduate
appearance,
from
yeah.
To graduate from Flower Blanket Baby.
But you do know that like COVID is the reason we are getting sore ass kids before our time, because
Yeah.
I'm gonna be frank, Tate and Holly should not be their ages right now. I'm just gonna be real with you.
I mean, they were born in 2015. It's 2024. I mean, they went from 10 to 16. That's not a big jump.
No, that's not how that works. I'm sorry, but you're giving them a lot of grace, and I have none today.
Well, considering EJ went from infant to
I
30-year-old,
didn't like
no, and I get that, but I believe me, I didn't like that either. But I'm just saying, like, there have been bigger jumps that have happened that this one didn't faze me as much.
that either. It didn't faze me, but I'm just gonna call a spade a spade. It wasn't time. Y'all only did that because y'all couldn't have kids on set. Sorry. I don't have the mental capacity to baby excuse anything.
Fair.
Next case.
Well, I guess we're going into making the rounds. Not making the rounds. Wrong
No, I
show.
about to say
Shit.
this ain't the
In other news segment,
about to
which
say I ain't watched GH in months.
you really should come back, especially with the new writer starting. But that's neither here nor there.
They playing the games. I need to know if my ship is divorcing or not before I come back.
Oh, they are in their separated era.
Has papers been filed?
Not yet, but I'm sure it's
Okay, there's
coming.
still hope.
Oh, there's hope even when you get divorce papers. See Sonny and Carly. There was a reason. I'm just saying, but we can move into in other news, which I guess we can just discuss everything because we've kind of gone really quickly through the other stuff.
Well, whose fault is that, Tony? Is it ours or
No, it's the show because it was a very blah week. So that wasn't even a shade on either one of us. It's just what is. Okay, so we have Paulina has cancer. Johnny and Chanel tell Paulina about their engagement. Trip and Wendy continue to fuck all the time, and we continue not to care.
not one
Brady and
bit.
Rachel have a makeup date, and he and Kristen maybe make peace. I'm gonna start here because I want to know what the fuck Kristen was doing there. Drop off your child and leave,
And
ma'am.
go, thank you. Why were you there? Was this supposed to be like supervised custody?
You know what? Actually, I think it was.
Okay, so that makes sense.
That makes sense. I forgot about that. But now that you said that, it triggers a memory because I do believe when the custody order came down forever and a day ago, she did say that he would be allowed supervised visits, but then we never actually saw that. So I'd forgotten about the supervised part.
You know what really baffles me in this whole conversation? Had the judge heard this Christopher story, Kristen would not have custody.
The judge did hear the Christopher story. Like everything Kristen did, I believe was public record, but couldn't be used against her because she
I don't think they actually reported that crime. And let me tell you why, because remember she went through the window right after.
Oh, that's true. She would, yeah, that is true. I was shocked we actually got that re like that we got referenced in dialogue that not only did she steal Tate.
She
That
gave birth because they didn't even show that in splashback at all.
what?
Like Kristen giving birth, like it went from her stealing the baby to months later the baby was born.
Exactly. So we don't even actually know what Tate's actual birthday is, which has got to make celebrating it very interesting. Like, how do you think?
I would like to see Kristen and Tate interact more, honestly, now that they're pulling the trigger on that.
But I was also surprised that they actually acknowledged the circumstances by which Rachel was conceived.
Quite honestly, a lot of these recaps and throwing in moments of history seems like they're trying to refresh the memories of the scab writers within the dialogue.
I'm okay with that, honestly.
You said you could take what you can get.
But like, I just wasn't expecting it. I was happy with it, but I definitely wasn't expecting it.
I will say this, I did miss little Brady Christina. I have missed her. I liked Leo in the scene, even though it was a big plug for How to Train Your Dragon.
Which again made no sense because that was not even
I
like
think
I
it's
get
on Peacock. I think
okay, that
that's what the plug was supposed to be,
okay.
but it
See,
fell flat.
it did because I don't even think it was like a trending, it wasn't even like it was trending six months ago. Because I always give grace that their references are going to be 6 months delayed.
But no, that movie series is old, so I don't even know why he suggested that. But oh my God, you know what he should have mentioned? That Wonka is a musical. I know Brady and Kristen wanted to blow their brains out when they got to Wonka, sat down, and the first song started.
Yeah, Wonka wasn't even in theaters yet when they wrote this.
So that means they knew 6 months ahead, so that they have no excuse. Future. Anyways.
All right, so I started with Brady and Rachel. Do we want to go to Paulina's cancer, Johnny and Chanel's engagement,
Paulina's
or
diagnosis, because you know they would refuse to say cancer for the first 30 minutes.
we also talk about the fact that we didn't actually get to see her get the news? Like, I am annoyed that this story, much like Abe's amnesia story, is taking place in off-screen Salem.
Well, I'll give a little grace today. You know they can't afford any extras right now.
We don't need extras. We need, it could have been Kayla and or Sarah sitting
Now,
in the rotating office with Paulina and she gets her
rotating
diagnosis.
office. But here's the thing. We get mad when we have every doctor doing everything. So I'm gonna give them grace on this one.
No, this was an important moment that was missed.
It was, but again, I'm gonna give grace with they can't afford it.
It then don't make it be the specialist. Say the specialist got
Or
called
no, hold
away.
on. Or sometimes when your budget doesn't allow, you have to trim the fat. Who's making buku money that doesn't need to be here?
Well, he's on
I
his way
wonder.
out and going back home.
He should have been gone, Tony. That's the point I'm trying to
Well, I know, but we are getting there eventually. But unfortunately, the person whose brainchild it was to bring him to Salem is the one currently making decisions at the time this was written. But I, going back to Paulina's cancer diagnosis, whatever you want to call it, she doesn't get to, she shouldn't just get to be reacting to shit in the hallway. Which she should have been in the doctor's office getting the diagnosis and reacting in that moment. Because I was so annoyed and so confused at what was even happening. Because, like you said, they did not say the word cancer.
I mean, it took me 10 minutes to realize what the diagnosis was because it kept beating around the bush. I knew this was going to be my diagnosis, but I was scared that it was going to be my diagnosis. But I'm going to fight this diagnosis. But what is it? Do you have kidney stones?
I mean,
Like,
I guess thank
it's like they
you.
were scared to say it.
Or maybe this is the one time they decided to treat the audience like we're smart and we'll remember what we watched. They don't normally do this, so I don't know why they chose to do this now.
It just seemed very weird, like they were trying to skirt around the word. Like, that's a C word you can say on television, Ken.
Right. Shall we
Oh, well, that's the
discuss?
title, a C word you can say on television.
I was gonna go with shit show, but okay.
The shit stroke? Okay, I'll go with
Yes.
that.
That was where my mind was going. I guess we should go into the Johnny and Chanel tell Paulina about their engagement. The ring was nice.
He has good tasting jewels. This is the middest engagement I've seen in a long time. And it baffles me why it's so mid, considering we missed the first one.
And what's worse is I don't even think we're going to get down the aisle because the winter promo that they dropped on Friday makes it seem like Johnny's about to distance himself from Chanel.
Four.
I think because of
You
like I
think
guess
Allie
be
comes to the wedding?
no. I think it's because I guess Stefan's involvement with the drug ring and him being a Demara, he doesn't want it to tarnish Chanel. I don't know. Because Chad is the one who tells him that if he's that worried about Chanel, he needs to leave her alone. And the only reason I could think they would be sharing scenes is because Johnny is worried about what being brought into the Demara family when one of their family members is being looked at for drug trafficking is going to do.
Especially considering everything that went down with the bakery. I can get it. Okay, I can understand that. This is going to be their angst. But
That,
why?
yeah, I don't, because we barely even get to see them and then we get this. Now, granted, I would prefer this over like insert third party number seven here. But this is unnecessary. Honestly, them being engaged right now feels
It's
unnecessary.
unnecessary, yeah. I feel like we could have waited a little bit.
Can we actually get them dating? Because we were deprived of that the first time. I don't know why they're continuing to deprive us of that now.
They said we technically got that when Holly was in the way, and Holly's not in the way now. So, when the third part is not in the way, what does Dave like to do? Rush you down the aisle. Look at Carrie and Austin.
That wedding was 4 years coming, so that technically wasn't a rush. They
No, the
got
point.
in. It got in your way because you were rooting for the third party, which I get. But
Wait, hold on. What? I wasn't rooting for Sammy and Austin.
you were rooting for Mike and Carrie.
I was talking about, oh, well, that was in the way. That was still going on there.
So you're not talking about the 97 wedding?
Was talking about the 95 one.
Oh, see, I thought you were talking about the 97 one.
Because remember, Sammy went out of town when she found out she was pregnant.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
So it's a common thing. This has been going on for almost 30 years. So it
Sorry, I
tracks.
was so confused by what wedding you were talking about.
No. Remember that's where Sammy found out she was
Yeah.
pregnant at that wedding, and yeah. Well, technically told the world she was pregnant, but anyways, it's a common thing. They've been doing that for years.
But I will say, I liked that ring. And I was glad they actually gave her a real ring because I was not here for Stefano's ring being her replaced, like being her stand-in engagement ring.
Didn't even look like a signet ring. It looked like a Cracker Jack ring.
Forget what it looks like. Nothing Stefano D'Amara touches should ever be the symbol of romance.
Fair. Fair. I mean,
Now,
Jindy. I mean, trendy.
I don't care.
I know. We can move on.
I said it last week. I'll say it again this week. It is like they are making up for all of the time Trip got left behind and was the second choice by
Left
giving him
behind, he got raptured.
he did. But it's like they're giving him. They're making up for lost time with all the love scenes he missed with all the partners who didn't choose him. He's now getting with Wendy because literally every time they're on screen, they screw.
It took him long enough because remember, we were waiting 3 months for them to do that.
I mean, true, because like I said, the hijinks on the way to Pound Town were not it. And now that we're here and have not left, that's not it either. And I think there's
Was
one
kind
thing
of
we
disappointed she didn't go to China.
and take him with her.
Yeah.
It will never not annoy me that they got a longer goodbye for a bigger, for a goodbye that didn't even happen than Belle did, because Belle didn't even get a goodbye.
Belle's still in town.
We just don't see her, which is nuts. And I'm never not going to be over that. But there's one thing I kind of forgot to put on here that I'm going to put on here just because I want your reaction to it. The geocaching event for Valentine's Day.
If I hear the word geocaching one more time, I'm going to lose it. I'm going to lose it. First off, I don't even know what that shit is. And I'm Gen Z. I don't
Oh, I
even know what
knew.
that is.
I
I
knew what
had
it
to
was.
Google it. And I wasn't amused. What Doug and Julie gonna be doing with doing that?
Are
Forget
Doug and
Doug and
Julie
Julie.
doing it?
Forget Doug and Julie. Steve and Kayla, for instance, they ain't gonna know how to do that.
Well, Steve and Kayla are the ones, like, Steve and Kayla are the ones helping to run it. So they're not going to be in, because Steve's in charge of hiding everything.
That's how you know I don't care. Stop with these gimmicky events for for holidays, because you did the same thing for Martin Luther King Day. Stop it.
I mean, at least they're doing it on a holiday where kitschy, quirky things is trendy. Like
No.
everybody does weird shit on Valentine's Day,
Just
so
like the
that's
trend that
fine.
we already have to suffer through, no. It went over your head.
No, it didn't. I just let it rock. I am a little curious how they're going to pull this off, only because I know we're going to see
When we
it.
only got three sets. But
Yeah.
anyways, then that's another reason why I hate this. You can't scavenge a hunt in three areas. You could, but their sets aren't big enough. This isn't GH.
I think I said this to you yesterday when we were talking, but the only kind of scavenger hunts I really like are the ones that end in a marriage proposal. Like, those are fun and cute. This is not going to be that.
At all. Unless Rafe
Okay.
and Jada get engaged, but she's mulling over moving in, so I doubt that's gonna happen.
Yeah. If getting a key is giving her agita, getting an engagement ring is going to make her run. So that's basically it for everything that happened this week. This week was. What's below mid?
Regular. Now, I won't even say regular. Poo. I won't even say poo.
Was just blah.
I'm indifferent.
Yeah.
And that's worse than good or bad.
This was not a good week. This was a bit of a struggle. I feel like we've kind of been dragging.
Longest bid of my life because I watched it all in one fell swoop and I kept having to start back over on Monday because I kept falling asleep.
See, this is why I just watch it every day. At most, I'll have two a day if I'm having like a super crazy work
I
day and I.
can't white knuckle it, Tony. Remember when I tried to white knuckle and then I'll disappear for months?
True.
Now I
But
have to do it all in one swoop. If it looks like it's gonna be a midweek, I have to do it in one day. But
now, I feel like we've been dragging all episodes, so I don't know if you'll have a read for us, but do you?
yes, I do. To repetition of my lives, I don't want to hear the word geocaching anymore. I don't want to hear the word diagnosis anymore. I understand you're trying to get our attention. We're not five. You don't have to repeat the word over and over and over again. I knew there was going to be a Martin Luther King Jr. event. You didn't have to say it every day leading up to it.
And every day since. And honestly, you didn't even have to say Martin Luther King Jr. I promise you could have just said MLK or Martin Luther King and we would have known.
You could have said King Day and everyone would have known, considering it's January. And we were all off. Well, most of us were all off for that day.
I was not.
Sorry, but
That's okay.
the point I'm trying to make is stop the, you don't have to do all this. The stuff you need to be explaining, you don't.
Yeah, that is true. Well, I will co-sign your read and I will ask you, are you praising or shading this week?
I'm indifferent. I'm gonna have to.
I feel like you're going to
I'm
end up piggy.
deferring. I'm
Well,
deferring.
you may be deferring for about 5 minutes because I feel like you might piggyback on my praise because my praise is going to be Xander and Sarah. I've loved everything. Basically, coming off of the pub fight, their slow rebuild back together has been everything for me. Like the way they were destroyed after they got married was very reminiscent for me of how Jack and Jennifer went slowly downhill right after they said, I do. And Jack and Jennifer never fully came back to being what they were before that happened. I feel like Xander and Sarah this time can't. I feel like not only are Xander and Sarah going to rebound, I feel like Xander and Sarah are going to be better than they've ever been. And I'm very excited for that. And
When I
Paul and
say
Lindsay sound very excited over what they're filming currently, so I can't wait to see where they go and how Sarah's going to support him through the reveal of who he truly is. And to see him have to battle with being the better person he wants to be for Sarah and Victoria while also giving into what he now knows are his true curiosity instincts. The conflict could be very beautiful. And
what
I'm
is it
excited.
about people finding out they're Victor's child and then they become dicks or bastards?
I mean,
There's no.
look at who their father was.
Okay, but they don't be knowing that though.
I mean, it's legendary. So, yeah. I mean, Xander definitely knows because, I mean, Victor was never exactly warm and fuzzy to him.
Well,
Same with Alex, to
no,
be
but I'm
honest.
saying they weren't raised by him, but even with Bo. Bo got a little dark finding out that Victor was his father.
Yeah, but I also think that's because, like, he always felt like the black sheep of the Brady family. And this just reinforced that. So he said, fuck it. I'm just going to go all in.
I mean, fair, but also it's a running theme. You find out Victor's your father, you become evil for a little bit.
The only one that that didn't happen to was Isabella. She never became evil.
Yeah, because she died like 2 years later. Give her a chance.
Well, usually the switch to evil is instantaneous because it didn't take Bo long, it didn't take Alex
I
long.
think it's different with females because look at Lexi with Stefano.
True. Very true.
I think they let it fester a few years and then you turn.
That's true because she found out in 96 and she started going dark in like 2001. So you are not wrong there.
But I'm still going to defer. I think you've covered everything on that one.
All right, that is fair. Do you have any final thoughts?
Well, let's hope next week is better because, oh, y'all can just tell I wasn't feeling this week.
Honestly, I wasn't either. And if I'm not feeling it, you know it's not that good because I could find the good in almost anything.
Listen, the only reason we here is because Tony cracked the whip. Because.
We're here and, be on the lookout for a special surprise coming on Tuesday. So stay
It's
tuned.
so icy. Ugh.
We're beyond excited. So stay tuned.
Right, bye you guys.
Bye.
Happy birthday, Aria.
Yes, happy birthday, Ariette.